6, Canto 1, The Word of Fate, page 432 to 434. Here on this mutable and ignorant earth, who is the lover and who is the friend? All passes here, nothing remains the same. None is for any on this transient globe. He whom thou lovest now, a stranger came, and into a far strangeness shall depart. His moments part once done upon life's stage, which for a time was given him from within. To other scenes he moves and other players, and laughs and weeps mid faces new unknown. The body thou hast loved is cast away amidst the brute unchanging stuff of worlds to indifferent mighty nature and becomes crude matter for the joy of others' lives. But for our souls, upon the wheel of God, forever turning, they arrive and go, married and sundered in the magic round of the great dancer of the boundless dance. Our emotions are but high and dying notes of his wild music, changed compellingly by the passionate movements of a seeking heart in the inconstant links of hour with hour. To call down heaven's distant answering song, to cry to an unseized bliss is all we dare. Once seized, we lose the heavenly music sense. Too near, the rhythmic cry has fled or failed. All sweetnesses are baffling symbols here. Love dies before the lover in our breast. Our joys are perfumes in a brittle vase. Oh, then what wreck is this upon time's sea, to spread life sails to the hurricane desire, and call for pilot the unseeing heart? O child, wilt thou proclaim, wilt thou then follow against the law that is the eternal will, the autarky of the rash Titan's mood, to whom his own fierce will is the one law, in a world where truth is not, nor light, nor God? Only the gods can speak what now thou speak'st. Thou, who art human, think not like a god. For man below the god, above the brute, is given the calm reason as his guide. He is not driven by an unthinking will, as are the actions of the bird and beast. He is not moved by stark necessity, like the senseless motion of inconscient things. The giants and the titans' furious march climbs to usurp the kingdoms of the gods, or skirts the demon magnitudes of hell in the unreflecting passion of their hearts. They dash their lives against the eternal law and fall and break by their own violent mass. The middle path is made for thinking man to choose his steps by reason's vigilant light. To choose his path amongst the many paths is given him for each his difficult goal, hewn out of infinite possibility. Leave not thy goal to follow a beautiful face. Only when thou hast climbed above thy mind and livedst in the calm vastness of the One can love be eternal in eternal bliss, and love divine replace the human tie. There is a shrouded law, an austere force. It bids thee strengthen thy undying spirit. It offers its severe benignances of work and thought and measured grave delight as steps to climb to God's far secret heights.